Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul, yes there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh yeah.
Heal. He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, amen. That we're still here, we have life, amen. And not just life, but life in abundance, hallelujah. Come on, let's just praise Him. We just get to end on this morning and just thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Come on, let's thank God for new mercy and new grace, amen. Today He knows us with benefits, hallelujah. We're not living on yesterday's mercy and grace, but new mercy and new grace to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, whatever it is, whatever burden, come on, lay it down at the cross right now. Let it just be the Jesus and pick up the peace that He gives. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on, let's give God some praise, family. Hallelujah. Because His words above all praise, all glory and honor belongs to Him. For He's the creator of all, in all, for all seeing, everywhere, all knowing God, amen. He's the living God, amen, above all God. He's God Almighty by Himself, hallelujah. Come on, let's give Him some praise on today. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank You, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, for this is the day that You have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank You for new mercies and new grace, Lord God. We thank You for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank You for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank You that You're with us, that You'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank You on today. If we had 1,000 tons of pizza, we still couldn't thank You enough, but yet, Lord, we thank You. Lord, we come asking for more of You and less of ourselves, oh Lord. We come casting every care and every fear down on today, oh God. And we pick up the peace that You give, amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. And we just want to say thank You. We decree and declare today, we shall not be moved, amen. But we stand and know that You are God and God alone that can do all things, amen. But Father, we just want to say thank You, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come seeking in first Your kingdom and all Your righteousness. Amen. Lord, that all that we need shall be added unto us. But Lord, we come asking, what is it that You will have for us to do? And we shall be obedient to do all that You've called us to do and fulfill every assignment You place in our care. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank You and we need You, Lord. More of You and less of ourselves, oh God. Oh, Lord, cleanse us right now, God. We decree and declare 1 John 1:9, amen, that our sins are forgiven and we're cleansed, oh God. Hallelujah, for all unrighteousness to the Trinity, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God. Lord, we come to be changed, oh Lord. Make us more like You, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, search our hearts this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank You, Lord. We know, Heavenly Father, that all our happiness comes from Your mercy. So we pray that You, Lord God, be merciful to us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about right now. We ask You, Lord, to, hallelujah, to continue to cause Your face to shine upon us, pardon us from, hallelujah, from our sins. Oh, Lord God, we need You.
We need your grace and blessings, Heavenly Father. Everything that we have and everything that we need comes from you and you alone, amen. Oh, most of all, we need you, Heavenly Father. We need to know, amen, and we need to have the light of your face shine on us, amen. So, Father God in heaven, show grace to us and those that we love and concerned about as we come this morning. Oh, Lord, bless us abundantly, amen. But also help us to remember that, hallelujah, you give your blessing not just for us alone, amen, but that we may be a blessing for others. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, show us, oh, God, your ways that we may be humble, oh, God. My Lord, my God, humbly teach your ways to others. And then you save our lives, oh, God, now for eternity that we might give our life for the salvation of others. Heavenly Father, help us to not look up so intently on gifts that you've given us that we no longer seek your face. Help us to not cling to our blessings so tightly that we can't open our hands to give to others or even to receive more from you. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us not to fear that if we give, you won't be able to replenish that, hallelujah, that we will lack, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God, hallelujah, God. Help us to trust you sufficiently, your sufficiency, hallelujah, your abundance even, amen, hallelujah, and that whatever is for your glory is ultimately for our good, no matter what the initial cost is, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you with praise and thanksgiving. We humble ourselves before you as your anointed children, oh God, and we plead our cause this morning, oh Lord, with those that strive against us, oh God. Draw out, hallelujah, also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute us and those in our family and loved ones, oh Lord. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides our hurt, amen. Oh Lord, let them be chaff before the wind and let the angel of the Lord chase them from our presence, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, they have become false witnesses and have raised up against us, charging us with things that we have not done. Lord, we ask you to send your ministering angels and ask you to pray, hallelujah, to place a hedge of protection, your hedge of protection around us, to protect us from our enemies, according to Joel 1 and said, Lord God, how long will you look up, Lord, do, hallelujah, and do nothing, oh Lord? You have declared in Psalm 105 and 15 that no one is to touch and do them any harm. Lord, we are declaring now as an anointed child of God that no one can touch us, according to 1 Samuel 26 and 10, amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on us and in us right now. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We bind our minds to the will of God. And we bind our minds to the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Lord God, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good, acceptable, and perfect to which your will is, oh God. By grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than others. Amen. My Lord, my God, help us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual gifts that you've given us, that we may prophesy in portions to our faith and to teach according to your precious word and to exhort and to give liberally and lead with diligence and show mercy and cheerfulness. Amen. Lord God, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to offer which is evil and cling to what is good. Amen. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor and giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient in tribulation, and we shall continue distributing to the needs of the saints. Amen. My Lord, my God, and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. Amen. We rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Amen. We will be of the same mind toward one another. Amen. And not set our minds on high things because, but associate ourselves with the humble. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We will not be wise in our own opinions, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil. Your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but we will wait on the Lord for vision is yours. Amen. Therefore, we will live peaceably with all people and be overcomers through Christ Jesus. Lord, help us on today. Help us, Lord God. Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to the one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And we decree and declare that we abide in Christ, because Christ abides in us. And we have a resurrection power working on the inside, so we rise. Lord, call for shift. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be then right now? But Lord, we thank you. We command every spirit operating us outside the Holy Spirit to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm now to guilt, shame, and condemnation. We command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm now every spirit of hurt, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, known and unknown to men, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, every hindering, lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness, resentment, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of death and destruction, hallelujah, God, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, every spirit of poverty, lack, and death, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we are delivered and set free. Amen. My Lord, my God, Lord, we ask you to fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will know that we belong to you. We just want to say thank you. Lord, that we can be purged off the land, O Lord. Help us to bear the cross you prepared for us and help those in our family, Father. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word, O Lord. We ask that you prepare us in reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. We ask you to take out of us and add to us, do to us anything you want to do, because we belong to you and not ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that the word we read would be engrafted to us and become part of our spirit, mind, will, and emotion, that we would not just be readers and hearers of your word, Father God, but we would be doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help us on today. We decree and declare by your power, you are helping us and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, deliver us when we're blind, wretched, naked, and poor. Oh, Lord, we ask for your help on today. Father God in heaven, we release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, Lord God. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Amen. Lead and guide us, oh God, all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, affliction, infirmity, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, and psychic prayers or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious in the power of his might. And amen. And against the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory on today in faith through our salvation and his dead blood of all these things right now. Amen. We decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we pray on today, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive our healing right now. We receive our breakthrough. Hallelujah. We receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. Oh Lord, open up the windows of heaven right now and pour our blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessing. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Jerusalem, that all these days, oh God. Lord, we pray for the United States of America, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, oh God. In this place. We pray for the president of this nation and all the executive branch of this nation and all members of Congress of this nation and all of the leadership of all local, state, regional, and federal agencies, commission, and government of this nation. We ask you to guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your protective hand that has shielded our nation. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayers and requests of your people on behalf of this nation. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of the Son, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, right now in Jesus' name, and ask you to give us the Bible. For your people of this nation, according to John 16:23, we are asking you, Lord God, to ensure the safety of your people. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to keep us, oh God, in our nation from harm's way and provide protection from plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you will stop any strategies of destruction that were trying to come against your people and this nation. Lord, we pray for the God that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destruction. The force of terrorism against your people in this nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray that you will protect us and this nation from evil attacks or acts of terrorism and stop the aggression of terrorists that attempt to bring destruction against us and this nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this deliverance of today. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we ask that you would bless and strengthen this nation. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to loose and great abundance, your mighty warrant and guardian angels over this nation to guard and protect us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to cause confusion in the midst of all terrorists who are plotting against this nation or any of your people in this nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to do all these things according to John 14:14 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you as we decree and declare it is done. We thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits desired to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will stand into the supernatural. Amen. So Lord, we thank you again for answered prayers on today, for us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you make a way where it seems to be no way for your children. But Lord, we know you are way making, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you open up the way right now. We seem to be a dead end for your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for open doors on today. Lord, that you will open up doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of healing, doors of good relationships, good opportunities that we can walk in and receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask you to shut every door that the enemy has been operating through to never be opened again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to every mountain in our lives and command it right now to be removed and cast into the sea. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Lord, we love you. More of you and less of ourselves. Lord, right now, move on us right now. Help us right now, God. Heal us right now, God. Help us, Lord. Keep out of our body. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you loved us first. Amen. Hallelujah. You loved us so much you sent your only begotten Son. We thank you, Lord, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood reconciled us back to our Heavenly Father. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That we're saved by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We put on us the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girded about with truth and calling it. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. We take the shield of faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way now or in the future. Hallelujah. We cover our heads with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, against all the forces of hell that tries to come against us and those of our family and loved ones. Amen. And we decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot, shall not, and will not prevail against us. Amen. We decree and declare and receive the victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, 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 Lord. Father God, we ask you, Jesus, say that your blessings are not born and coming on. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination and those in our family and loved ones, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no sickness, no pullovers, no accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation you may enter into today as a driver or a passenger, those that are family members and loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over it, in, around, about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay over our homes, and all that's in our homes and all that enters our homes, that we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word says that you shall condemn. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed. We're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for it all. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Will you just thank him right
now? Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You remembered us on today. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
We're still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know it could have been another story this morning? But God said, live, my child.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Okay. It'd be a whole different conversation this morning, but God. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but you, God. Thank you, Lord. When we come to do this, when we come to praise you, Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, for the morning evening. Praise you. And just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, family. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. where would we be? But God.
Thank you, Lord.
But God. God is still with us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sits up high and looks down low. He knows what we need.
Oh,
he said, you
yes,
just come
Lord.
For me. He said, come believe it. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Come
Amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
Come with a little faith. Amen. He said, I'll increase that. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Good morning, Aunt
yes.
Bernadine. Welcome. How you doing and
good
how you
morning.
Been? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Glory to heaven in the precious mighty name of our Lord and Savior.
Yes,
praise
yes.
the Lord.
I'm good. I'm thankful.
Yes, Lord.
I'm thankful this morning.
Amen.
In two days I will be 93 years old.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on
now.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, brother. See, we love you so much. We thank God for you. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God is
yes.
so good. 93. Hallelujah.
Ooh, not the mother blessed.
Oh,
that's the mother
yes.
blessed. Amen. Children, oh, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just pray that God just continue to bless you with long life, good health, and
amen.
Strength. Amen. Clothe you in your right mind. Amen. You wake up every morning even stronger than before you lay down. Amen. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God keep you. We
yeah.
love you. And we thank God
love
for you.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, love
Jesus.
You.
Jesus. Amen yeah. and amen. Cousin Lewis, God
Ooh.
Bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing
How
good
you?
This morning. It's a blessing to hear all my family. And a real blessing to hear that Bernstein birthday going to be in 3 days.
Yes,
but my family is good. We see
yes.
each other, and it's just good.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Well, God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Lewis. We love you. We thank God for it. It's so good to hear you on the
love
line.
You too.
Once again, this morning,
Amen.
God is so good. Amen. I just
Amen.
Love it.
Hallelujah.
To keep us. We
Ooh,
just keep showing up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you're persistent in it and said, I'm going to keep showing up no matter what. So I just thank God
what?
For everyone that just keeps showing up. Amen. Every Saturday
Amen.
Morning, showing up. Amen. Always in position, ready on the
yeah.
line, showing up, ready to receive. I
yeah.
thank you for showing up, everybody on the line. God bless you. God
Amen.
Keep y'all.
Yeah.
God bless you, Mr. Lewis. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Bonnie, hey Vera, God bless you both. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing good, Mama. You want to say good morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
We're
good
doing
morning.
Good. What a wonderful day to be amongst the living. It's so beautiful out here. And
it
happy
is.
Birthday to my Aunt Bernadine, because she still look like she's about 25.
Amen.
Thank God. And amen.
Amen. Amen. God
amen.
Bless you both, Cousin Bonnie and Avery. We love you so much. Good to hear y'all back on the line. We definitely missed y'all last weekend. So I was happy to see
no.
you when you popped on the line today. So God bless you. God keep you.
I wasn't going to miss it. I wasn't going to miss it. Amen.
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 We're praying and praying for healing for you. And we just know that God is able, amen, to do
yes,
all things. Amen. God bless you both. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Welcome back.
Good morning, family. I'm doing just fine. And happy early birthday to my Aunt Bernadine and to my Aunt Clarissa. They both birthday on the same day. And so we just thank God for them and God keeping them and keeping them in their right mind and
Amen.
And just a glorious day to everyone. And I have my friend Sharon. She's on the line with us this morning.
Amen. What's her name, Sharon?
Amen.
Is your name Terry?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. God bless you. Welcome. How you
good
doing?
Good morning.
It's good to be on the line this morning. It's been a minute since I've been on the line. And when Kim called me this morning, I told her, hook me up so I can get on the line and hear what God is saying to his people on today. And I just want to tell Aunt Classy and Aunt Bernadine, happy birthday. And I love you guys.
We love you too,
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Welcome back. Amen. Good to hear your voice again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Friends and family to the line, so it's always good to hear. Some of us have been on at midnight prayer with us at 6 in the morning or 5 in the morning for 28 days, 40 days, 21, or whatever, over the past 4 years that we've been on this line as a family. So God bless you. And we welcome you to come back again. Man, keep coming back. Hallelujah. God bless you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Uh-huh.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Swan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Hey, good morning, family. I'm doing well. I'm grateful to be on the line with you all, come in agreement, see how y'all are doing. And happy birthday, Aunt Bernadine and Aunt Classy. That's a blessing.
Yeah,
God keep y'all. And you say, look, no matter how old you are, he still called you to live, you know. So that's a blessing. But all is well. All is well.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Twan. Hallelujah.
I love y'all. Glory love
y'all. God. Amen, and amen. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning, and how you been?
I'm doing good, as always, there on Saturday morning. From Houston to Louisiana, is it Indianapolis?
Indiana.
Good blessed morning, because God woke me up once, twice, and he woke me up all through the night. I'm glad to hear everybody on my birthday, Aunt Bernadine, and Aunt Classy.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, mama. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I count it a blessing to be on the phone this morning. And
amen.
I say hello to everyone on the phone in the name of Jesus, because God is good. And
amen.
Thank the Lord for Bernadine and her sister. Going to be 93 years old. You know, it was nothing but the grace of God.
Yes,
and I
Lord.
Just thank the Lord for.
Amen.
And
amen.
I think I love you. And
I
love everybody.
Yes.
I try to walk the walk that Jesus wants us to walk.
Amen.
And I just love y'all. And
we
God
love
keep
y'all. Amen.
God bless.
God bless
amen.
You. God keep you. We love you too.
Ooh.
And God bless you.
Thank
God keep
Lord.
You. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cousin Dorita, God bless
you.
Welcome.
Lord.
How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed in Jesus' name, and I thank the Lord that I had forgot the number on the line, but I called my sister Sharon and got the number, and God
mm-hmm.
made a way that I would get on the line. I thank the Lord for it, and I want to say happy birthday to all my aunties and to have many, many more, because my son had a birthday this month, too, and I thank the Lord that he blessed them to see their birthday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, March has been a month of birthdays. I tell you, I have 3 in March, 2 on the same day, and 1 on the 19th, and 2 on March 6th. So it's been a March birthday month, I tell you. Amen. Well, God bless you, Cousin Dorita. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. I'm doing good.
Hallelujah.
Doing good this morning. Happy to be here on the line. Just thanking God for all that God is doing. Amen. The enemy is always trying to attack your prayer life and try to get you from being in position to get you out of position. But we just got to be persistent. We got to keep pushing on and pushing through. Amen. Don't fall, don't fumble, and get in position and let God use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is always trying to use you, trying to destroy you, kill you, steal from you. But I thank God we have made our minds up that we're going to follow Jesus and no turning back. So I'm excited
Amen.
About being in position. this morning. Amen. I could have been in a whole lot of other positions doing a whole lot of other stuff, but my mind was made up to get on this line this morning and push through all everything else, every, you know, every blockage, every way that the enemy is always trying to keep us distracted. So we come against the spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because he don't want us to be able to hear from God. He want us to have, you know, want our ears to be deaf and our eyes blind and, you know, our tongues mute. He don't want us to speak because he knows power in it if he could keep us distracted. Amen. So good. Again, I'm glad to be on the line this morning. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 through 15. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. I'm going to make sure I'm not moving too fast so everyone can hear me and understand me. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 through 15, if you're following with me, I'll repeat it one more time. That's Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 through 15. The Bible says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, for we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Amen. So what the Bible is saying, during the journey of the promised land, the Israelites had hardened their hearts in the wilderness. A hardened heart resembles a hardened lump of clay, or a stale loaf of bread. You know, a heart of bread can get when it's stale. Nothing can restore it, make it useful. Let me close the line if I'm getting somebody's feedback on the line. We don't want no distractions here. We want to get the word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So understanding that nothing can restore it to make it useful. So when we look at in the book of Psalm 95, it warns us against hardening our hearts as Israel did in the wilderness by continuing to resist God's will and doubt his ability to bring deliverance. Amen. See, the people were so convinced that God couldn't deliver them from their enemies and bring them safely into the promised land that they simply gave up their faith in him. See, people with hardened hearts stay so stubbornly set in their ways that they cannot turn to God. This does not happen suddenly. It is the result of a series of choices to disregard God's will. See, each day we should pray for God to soften our hearts so we can hear him we can hear him speak to us. Amen. See, God's rest, when we look at verse 13, family, it said, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So when we look at verse 11, so I swore my wrath. He said, they shall not enter my rest. So when we look at this scripture, God's rest has several meanings in scripture. One, the seventh day of creation and the weekly Sabbath commemorating it. And two, the promised land of Canaan. And then three, the peace with God we now have because of our relationship with Christ through faith. Amen. So when we look here in the Hebrews, and we see it in the book of Hebrews, our future eternal life with Christ, of these meanings were probably familiar to the Jewish Christian readers of Hebrews. So we should warn each other about the danger of missing God's rest. If we let doubt about God's promises, lack of trust in his power, or rejection of his love overtake us, we could forfeit the good things that he has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture this morning, in verses 12 through 14, our hearts turn away from the living God when we stubbornly refuse to believe him. If we persist in our unbelief, God will eventually leave us alone in our sin and rebellion. But God can give us new hearts, amen, new desires and new spirits. To prevent yourself from having an unbelieving heart, stay in fellowship with other believers. Talk daily with them about your mutual faith. Be aware of the deceitfulness of sin, amen, which attracts but also destroys, and encourage one another with love and concern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I read to you this one in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through 15. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all still there on the line? Just want to make sure the line is still working.
Yes,
we're in
here.
Amen.
Yes,
we're in. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Again, if your prayers have already been put, you receive it. May you say, I receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And may it be done to you according to your faith and all that's in your household. If it has not, then let's pray about it. Amen. Aunt Bernestine, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, and I love you. And I want to continue my prayer line from last Saturday. It's to my cousin Lewis Jones, my nieces Sharon and Dita and her husband. They all sick. For Doretha, for Carolyn, Kim, for Kim. She's not sick, but she's been a caregiver all her life. She's taken care of my mother and my father. She took care of Lewis' mother and father.
Mm.
And she's her friends and everybody who needs her help. Her mom, brother who's being taken care of right now. She needs prayer.
Yes.
I named her the secretary of the prayer line, because
Amen.
She calls almost everybody and let them know how the prayer line is going on. And I thank her, Kim.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Bernestine. We come touching the green on this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, with all faith, with combined faith on today and all that she's lifted up in prayer and called by name this morning. Lord, we ask that you just, oh Lord, that you would just touch right now, God. Touch the life of your son, Lewis, your daughter, Sharon, and Dietra and her family, Doretha, and your daughter, Carol, and your daughter, Kim, right now. Lord, touch, heal, touch, and deliver, touch, and set free, oh God. Touch, and bless, oh God. Oh Lord, touch, and restore. Amen. Lord, do a new thing, oh God. We know that all good things coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let all receive supernatural strength, supernatural blessings right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let peace come and be still in the life and the hearts and the mind of your children. Amen. Let joy overtake all. And we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare by faith, it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. We love you and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just continue praying for me and my family. And I want to second emotion that on Kim, because she's always been my girl, because I used to keep her when she was a baby. And she grew up, she's always a good kid. And I hate to say this, I spanked the other two, and she was my favorite. She's always here to help us all, and we appreciate everything she's done for us. And just praying for everybody on the line also. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And
amen.
We pray for everyone on the line on today. We pray for you and your family, your household. So, oh, gracious Lord, we just want to say thank you for life. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless your daughter, Laverne, and her husband and her children and her mother and all that she loved and concerned about, oh, God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just pray that you would just touch right now, oh, God, touch and heal, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we pray for restoration of every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve in the body, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ flows through every vein, bringing healing to an entire body. Amen. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare wholeness and newness, Lord, because your word says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. So we decree and declare that you're healed, delivered, and set free. Lord, I pray right now that you increase our faith even the more to receive our healing, to receive our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. Lord, we ask that you turn it around right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your home and all that's in your home. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, protects you, heals you, delivers you, amen,
Thank you, Lord.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless
thank
you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank everyone, and God's been good to me and my family.
Amen.
And like we said a while ago, like Kim been my sister forever, you know, and I love her for that. And she took care of quite a few people.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank the whole family. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Pray that God will continue to strengthen you and continue blessings flow into your household. Amen. And God continue to heal in the name of Jesus Christ and let him be your strength. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Lewis. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. And I just thank the Lord. Thank my family. Thank Aunt Bernstein. Thank Lewis. Thank Bonnie. Just thank God for this line. And I just, you know, just really, really thank God for this family. Because if it wasn't for this family, starting with Ellen and Prince Mackey, I don't know where I would be, but I know it was already God's divine invention for my life.
Yeah.
And also with Lewis's parents, Uncle Henry and Aunt May and stuff, and they all imparted into me a Christian life and to be, you know, a good person. And I know that's what God already had for me. So I just thank God, and I'm hoping that I'll have someone that I can pass the torch on to continue to keep this family. And to Tyronica, we just thank you so much for continuing this line. And I pray that those that haven't come back to the line, that they will come back to the line, and that others that are here in our family will come to this line. Because it's just been a blessing for the last 4 years, you know, that we've been on the line. And a lot of other families started prayer lines during the pandemic, and, you know, they've fallen off. But we know that we need prayer every day, all day. So just thank you, and God bless you, and I love you all.
Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Almost in tears, just thanking God, because I know many family prayer lines started, and before 2020 was over with, they was already done. And so, and I just thank God for it. Thank God for you for being the secretary of the prayer line. And, you know, like you say, and I do want to touch and agree with that prayer, that all that have left the prayer line, that they will come back to the prayer line, and that more will come, my family, knowing that we need prayer. This is how we have a relationship with God. This is how we communicate. And we know that there's power in agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for you. I pray that God will just overflow you with blessings, open up the window of heaven and just pour out blessing upon your life, that you have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, that you have so much that you have to give it away. Amen. And God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we thank God for you because of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen and amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead. Twan?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was on mute. Okay. Yes, but I want to, my prayer petition is that on today, we have to go. My daughter has competition, and my husband and I are going, and her dad will also be in attendance. And there's been ongoing conflict, and so I just pray for peace. I pray for reconciliation. I pray. I just pray that all is well. I pray for, you know, I pray against the schemes of the devil to try to kill, steal, and destroy, and to continue to divide. And just to start chaos and confusion. So today, amen. I decree and I declare that we will have a peaceful time, that we will be respectful, and it'll be a positive environment.
Amen.
Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you go before your daughter and son on today, oh God, making every quick and fast, straight and smoothing out every rough patch along the way, oh God, that you will let cool hands prevail, oh God, on today, that peace will come and be still. Lord, I pray that your hands of protection be around your daughter and her family, oh God, that there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as you just speak to the storm, oh God, that you commanded to be still and peace come and be still. And we decree and declare it on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Time. We're running out of time on here. God bless you, Twan. We love you, and we thank God for you.
Thank you. Love you all.
Amen. I love you too. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayer today, praying for you, for God to give you strength and keep you going, because you can be on this prayer line with us. We pray for everybody in the field and everything come along with that. So praying for you this morning, praying for healing for me, anyone that's on the line that's going through some sickness problems, that God heal us. And praying for my granddaughter, Twan, it's going to be all right this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know God to be a healer. So we decree and declare healing, just standing in faith, trusting God. Amen. For our healing on today, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name, all that are needed prayer of a all that are need of a healing on today, Father God, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing into our bodies, oh God. Healing may come up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lord, we know that you want us to be healed. We know that you want us to be sickness free, oh God. We know that you want us to be stress free, oh God. We know that you, oh God, you want us to live a life that is full and whole, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare healing today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, amen. And we just want to say thank you. And it's Jesus Christ, holy man, we pray with thanksgiving. God be glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you all. My pal, it's all about healing. I'm still praying for my husband to be healed in the name of Jesus. But he's doing better. And I thank God. Because if we would have trials and tribulation, we'd have nothing to pray about. So when we have trials and tribulation, that make you more stronger and more closer to God. And I'm also saying pray for my caregiver, Miss Olamo, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
God is so good, though. So good. I just cry. Because God is good.
Yes,
and I say to Tapanika, keep on doing what God wants you to do. Don't worry about people, because you're doing this for God. And he says, be still. Stand still. So we have to stand still. We got to stand still to let God do his work. And I say to the young ladies, was making her mess. Just stand still. God's going to fight your battle because you are the blood of Jesus. And you belong to him. And you know what God will do. So just stand still. Whatever you're going through with this morning, just stand still and let God fight and fight you. Amen.
Amen.
Love
Lord,
you,
God bless you. Love
Amen.
You too. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Oh, gracious Lord, we come lifting up your son Samuel today. Lord, we know you to be a healer. Lord, we ask that you speak to the blood on today, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood, oh God, that healing will spring up in this body. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for turnaround has come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, restore health unto your son, oh God, and heal all his wounds.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
In the
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord,
yes,
you are the son of righteousness. Arise over his life right now with healing
Lord,
in your
Lord,
knees.
Lord,
amen.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us
thank
push
you.
Push the child and let him return to the days of his youth, oh God, in the mighty name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
Lord, let his
Lord.
Hands and knees be confirmed and strong up. My Lord,
Ooh,
my God,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
strengthen them, oh God, with a mighty strength, for you are a mighty God.
Ooh,
amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let peace come and be still in the heart and the mind
thank
of your daughter.
You.
Know that it's already done. Amen. In the name
oh,
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We declare
thank
that
you.
All is well and good. And it's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
oh,
God.
Amen.
God bless you. God,
amen.
God bless you. Mama Sharon,
glory.
We love you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ooh,
Cousin Doreen, God bless
glory,
you.
Glory,
go ahead.
Glory. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning and getting me on this line. And I could feel the spirit on this line today. And
ooh,
I want you to pray for all our children. And all my aunties, they're having a birthday this month, and my son, they had a birthday. And thank the Lord, my baby grandson, he came in fifth place for the spelling bee, and I thank the Lord for him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, gracious Lord, we pray that you will just continue to bless
Amen.
Your children, oh, God. Lord, bless our children.
Amen.
Lord, keep us strong, oh, God. Amen. Oh, Lord, be their protector, oh, God, and keep your warring angels
oh,
around
amen.
Them and keep them. Amen. Oh, Lord, strengthen with a mighty strength. Amen. In the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ. Amen. Let joy overtake them right now. Amen. As they celebrate their birthdays this month, oh, God, knowing it's you that have kept them, oh, God, that they will give you all honor,
careful.
Praise, and glory because you're worthy. Because without you, oh, God, there will be nothing at all. But we just want to say thank you for life, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we pray that you bless them with long life, good health, and strength, and even the more, for your God are more than enough, and we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank
yes.
you.
And it's in Jesus
thank
Christ's
you.
Holy name, we pray with thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
For God
thank
is the glory.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before the sister bring us up here, I know we had Sister Sharon on the line with Kim. Is she still on the line with you, Cousin Kim?
Yes.
Is,
uh-huh.
is she still on the line? Do you have a prayer petition, Sister Sharon?
Yes, I'm still on the line. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Your prayer petition this
yes.
morning?
Yes, I do. I just thank God again for being on the line
Amen.
With y'all. But my prayer request is that in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And so praying for that, thanking God that everything will go well with that and that
mm-hmm.
my A1C, that it would be in control at the numbers in which that the doctors want it to be when they check it
Praise
again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I just want to give a
Amen.
Saying also, too, for my friend Kim, I just thank God so much for her, for being in my
mm-hmm.
life, that God placed mm-hmm. in my life. You know, like the word said, Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Okay.
And that's how mm-hmm. I feel about Kim.
Wow.
She's just so awesome and someone that I can talk to, pray with, cry
mm-hmm.
on or whatever I need at that moment, she's always there. So I just
Amen.
Wanted to let her know how much I love and I appreciate her.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
Amen.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We lift you up right now. Gracious Lord, we come before you. We come lifting up your daughter on today. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just touch the hearts and the mind of the doctors that you've called and you ordained that they would come forth, oh God, and that they would see about your daughter, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've already taken care of, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, for you're the creator, oh God, of all, oh God, that you would normalize, oh God, the her levels, oh God, that when she go in, oh God, all is well, oh God. Lord, we ask you to speak to the blood, oh God, that all will be well in the name of Jesus Christ, and that that our A1C, oh God, whatever numbers that she's asking for, oh God, that it will be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that as we decree and declare victory already, we victory over the surgery, we decree and declare that you're healed, made whole and new in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, protects you, heals you, delivers you, and sets you free, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Well, listen, Jesus Christ, holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's angels go before you.
Hallelujah.
Touching you and keeping you. Amen. Receive the victory right now because it's already done. Hallelujah, God. God bless your family.
Lord,
just continue to pray for me and my family over here. Just all over there. We have our businesses, we have our ministries, and I'll be delivering a word at one of my friends' pastors, I mean, at their church anniversary on tomorrow. Just praying the Holy Spirit will just have his way in that place. Amen. So God bless you, God. I'm going to close us out here before the system hangs us up. God bless you. Oh, gracious Lord, as we come on today, oh God, and all have petition and prayer with all faith, oh God, I just pray that you would increase our faith, oh God, to receive every prayer request that went forth on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those who need the healing, oh God, let healing spring forth, oh God. Those who need the breakthrough, let breakthrough come, oh God. Those that are asking for your peace, let peace come and be still. Amen. Those, oh God, that are dealing with any type of confusion, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name for that peace come and overtake that situation. Amen. Oh, Lord, we know you to be a God, a turnaround, oh Lord, turn every situation around concerning your children for our good, and we just want to say thank you that we receive it right now by faith, oh God. Oh Lord, strengthen us where we're weak on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for your continued blessing and that your hand will be continuing upon our life, oh God, that you will continue to keep us, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. We love you and we thank you that you love us. We decree and declare all is well, and we receive every prayer that went forth for ourselves, for our family, and all that we love by faith. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, family, I'm just going to close us out with the pastor's blessings. I don't want the system to hang us up before we get a chance to receive the pastor's blessing once again. If you have something you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen so that the system won't hang us up. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, and I love you. I love your whole family. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. We love you, and have a happy birthday this week. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Vera.
God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you and keep you as well. Cousin Kim and Sister Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And love all you on the line.
Love you too. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Until
we Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and I love you. I love your whole family.
Oh, we love you too. God bless you. Cousin Dorita, go ahead. God bless you.
Amen, and I love everybody on the line, and have a blessed weekend.
You too. We love you so much. Amen, amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just love this prayer line every Saturday, and I, you know, just love everybody.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you and continue to pray for my husband, Pastor Doris. Amen. As he go out today and work in these 7 days out of the week, God continue to strengthen him and keep him. Amen. And bless him and protect him. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk with the confidence that you can live in total victory. Your past cannot destroy the present, and you cannot control the future. God is almighty all by himself. His angels are beside you. He's walking with you through the fire. Amen. Have confidence that this day is a new beginning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless
Amen.
You. Have a great
Amen.
Week in the Lord. I love you. We thank God for
thank
you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon
his face.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get that on a great day. But when I get